Welcome to the First Unitarian Universalist Society's weekly meditation. My name is Linda Graves. Today you will hear a loving kindness meditation. It's also called a metta meditation, and it comes from the Buddhist tradition. Its purpose is to help us discover our capacity for loving kindness toward ourselves and others. The particular one I will guide today was inspired by and adapted from the writings of Ram Dass and Jack Kornfield. It will take approximately 12 minutes. I'll begin by giving a bit of orientation and instruction. Find a comfortable place and position to sit. One of the aims in this meditation is to feel good. So make sure your posture is supporting you in a relaxed way. The very first step is to focus your attention around your solar plexus and your chest area, your heart center. You should let your heart be soft and let go of any plans and preoccupations. As the meditation proceeds, you will be guided by four phrases that you will hear over and over again, as we focus on ourselves and various aspects of our world. These are: may I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body and mind. May I be at ease and happy. With each recitation, we are expressing an intention, planting the seeds of loving wishes in our hearts. As the meditation continues, various emotions may arise. They may engender feelings of peacefulness and love. It's also important to be aware that at times it may feel a bit mechanical or awkward. It's possible you may have feelings contrary to loving kindness, such as irritation, impatience, or even anger. If this happens, it's especially important to be patient and kind toward yourself, allowing whatever arises to be received in a spirit of friendliness and kind affection. So now let's commence. Sitting comfortably, let us breathe in and out slowly a few times. Direct your attention around the solar plexus and chest area, your heart center. Your heart should be soft as you let go of any particular expectations. We begin with our attention drawn first to ourselves. Picture yourself as you are now, or as you were, as a young and beloved child. Hold that image in your heart. Breathe gently and listen to the following traditional phrases directed to your own well-being. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be safe from inner and outer dangers. May I be well in body and mind. May I be at ease and happy. Next, we'll move the focus of our attention from ourselves toward others in our world. Please think of a person in your life who most invites a feeling of pure, unconditional loving kindness in you. This could be a mentor, elder, a child, a parent, spouse, or a partner. Someone who has truly loved and cared for you. Hold the image of that person as you hear the words. May you, dear beloved, be filled with loving kindness. May you, dear beloved, be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you, dear beloved, be well in body and mind. And may you, dear beloved, be at ease and happy. Focus your attention now on a person you regard as a dear friend as you breathe in and out from your heart center. May you, dear friend, be filled with loving kindness. May you, dear friend, be safe from inner and outer dangers. May you, dear friend, be well in body and mind. And may you, dear friend, be at ease and happy. Now picture someone in your life who is a neutral person, someone you do not know well. This could be a neighbor, the mail carrier, a cashier at your grocery store. Hold the image of that person as you hear our words. May they be filled with loving kindness. May they be safe from inner and outer dangers. May they be well in body and mind. And may they be at ease and happy. Move now to think of someone with whom you've had some sort of difficulty. Hold the image of that person in your heart, and if you are able, allow yourself to feel tenderness and loving care for their welfare. May they be filled with loving kindness. May they be safe from inner and outer dangers. May they be well in body and mind. May they be at ease and happy. We are now going to change our focus from individuals towards the wider world. Imagine the particular town or community in which you live and all the heroes who are working every day to support us, keep us fed, and provide tender care in hospitals and nursing homes. May they be filled with loving kindness. May they be safe from inner and outer dangers. May they be well in body and mind. May they be at ease and happy. Now bring to mind our beautiful meeting house of the First Unitarian Universalist Society, filled with all the souls you know and maybe some you don't. Imagine your arms around the staff in a thankful embrace for their support through this time of social distancing. Let your heart center fill as you think of love radiating to and from our beloved community. May we be filled with loving kindness. May we be safe from inner and outer dangers. May we be well in body and mind. And may we be at ease and happy. And finally, picture the beautiful blue sphere of our earth cradled in your hands. Feel the peace and love we all feel for that home. May we, all beings and all things of this world, be filled with loving kindness. May we, all beings and all things of this world, be safe from inner and outer dangers. May we, all beings and all things of this world, be well in body and mind. And may we, all beings and all things of this world, be at ease and happy. Here ends our loving kindness meditations. Blessings to you as you go about your day, knowing that you're held in the love that surrounds us all.